Hello and welcome CX Today. My name is Charlie and today I'm delighted to be joined by Mackenzie Ellis, a solution specialist at Computer Talk. Mackenzie, thank you very much for joining me. How are you doing today?
Really good, thanks. Thanks, Charlie, for having me here today.
Well, it's great to have you join us and to talk about a common subject that a lot of contact centers are grappling with, and that is kind of overcoming some of the problems they're experiencing with their Microsoft Teams integrations. But before we go into that, maybe let's kind of quickly start with a little introduction to kind of you and Computer Talk. So could you maybe tell us a bit about yourself and kind of your role at the company?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Mackenzie. I'm a solutions specialist here at Computer Talk, and I wear a couple of different hats. So I manage existing accounts. That's one of my roles, in doing roadmap planning, demos of new releases, and really seeing where I can just enhance their overall customer experience. I also support partners that resell ICE, more in a technical capacity. So I come in and help with those migration questions, demos, going over pricing proposals, and also contract reviews here and there. And then I also help with the full sales cycle with any net new direct opportunities. So I get to dabble in a little bit of everything when it comes to sales, which is one thing that I really love about Computer Talk. And I guess Computer Talk, so we specialize in providing contact center and customer engagement solutions. So we're just a software platform, not what I like to call the bums in seats. And we have a product called ICE, which stands for Intelligent Communication Exchange. An enterprise come to us when they need help really managing their customer interactions through various different channels, which we like to call omni-channel. And we'll dive into that a little bit more. So unifying different channels like voice, email, chat, different social media platforms, and then having those advanced analytics on top of those and even powering them maybe by chatbots and speech analytics as well. So that's kind of a 50-foot view of Computer Talk and who I am.
Yeah, well, I think it was very helpful. So thanks very much for that, Mackenzie. And before this conversation, kind of we had a little discussion, kind of we were talking about your experiences and working with contact centers that are kind of employing Microsoft Teams. And we come up with five kind of common challenges that you and your team see almost every day. It'd be great to kind of quickly run through those five. So let's start with the first one on our list, and that is challenges with the IVR and managing call queues. Could you maybe kind of tell us a little bit about this problem and how your Computer Talk are helping to overcome it?
Yeah, absolutely. So when a company is working to displace their legacy systems, this has become huge since the pandemic. They want to move from managing on-premise legacy hardware and move to a cloud solution. And a part of that migration, they're assessing UC solutions like Microsoft Teams. And when moving to Teams, it's a great telephony phone system, but it lacks in those core enterprise contact functionalities. So that's when we're really looped in, and we're looped in one of four areas, as you mentioned, that we're going to go over today. And one of the big areas is call queues, advanced IVR. Teams is great today for getting redirected to an Active Directory. So if you have the transfer number for someone, and being redirected to them, or having simple press one for this or two for this, but any advancements that you might need in that call routing, so skills-based routing, VIP queues, queues that are able to listen to a full sentence being said and then automatically redirect them, or doing data dips into different databases or applications to do those advanced routing, that's really what falls under what we call an IVR. And IVR stands for interactive voice response. As we go along, if I say any acronyms, I find this business is full of acronyms and I forget to define them sometimes. So Charlie, if there is one that I say, stop me and tell me to define it. I might not be able to know it, but I'll try to do that as I go along. But yes, advanced IVRs is really where Microsoft Teams specifically, that's an area that we really strive in, is lacking in. So ICE sits on top of Teams and adds those advanced routing capabilities and analytics and data dips on top of it.
Yeah, I think there's a, I think that's a very important kind of talking point. Is that something I also hear kind of a lot about too? Is the IVR capabilities, and it might seem quite foundational for many contact centers. Yet with Microsoft integrations, it is a challenge that many companies face. But there are kind of the solutions that kind of Computer Talk offer are very helpful in circumventing those. And another issue that we noted beforehand was inflexible recording within the Microsoft Teams contact center. Could you maybe shed some light on this challenge too, and how you're helping to overcome it?
Yeah, absolutely. Reporting has become huge. I always see the contact center as the brain of a company. That's where the customer experience is. That's typically the first interaction with a company. But it's also where all the questions are coming in, concerns. So reporting has become huge for a company to really dive deep into those different questions that are happening, how they can leverage quality management and training their team to equip them to answer everything that's coming in. And the way that they do that is through reporting. And that's how they make strategic decisions as a business. Do we need to spend more time on a subject or a product? Do we need to spend more time on helping our agents in this way or that way? So ICE itself has over 100 standard out-of-the-box reports. Reporting is a huge strength for us, but what we found is pushing all of those core contact center analytics into a data warehouse has become huge. So something like Power BI in the Microsoft stack has become quite a big adoption within our current install base, because that allows them to not only take the raw data of the contact center statistics, but it allows them to really integrate those into other analytics from other applications that they're having as well. And another big avenue, which we just heavily invested into over the last couple of years, is speech analytics. So having recording for calls and then transcribing those recordings and looking for things like keyword searches, and even automating the quality assessments that supervisors would usually do. So instead of them having to sit down and listen to a call and fill out a form and provide feedback on how their team can do better, speech analytics is really helping automate that process and build more efficiencies into, once again, planning for business. So reporting has become huge, and standard UC solutions, I find, are really lacking in those areas. And that's where ICE can come into play, sit on top, add that advanced IVR routing and call queue routing that we talked about, and then that core reporting that every business needs today.
Yeah, that's really great, especially leveraging speech analytics, as you say, because that's a solution that many would associate with big kind of fully fledged CCaaS solutions. But if you can kind of add that on top of Microsoft Teams, it's almost like contact centers can kind of leverage those value add solutions, but within a more confined environment that's kind of better suited to them. So I think that's really great. I thought I said inflexible recording instead of inflexible reporting, but that was also on our list.
Did you say reporting there or recording?
I meant to say recording, but maybe I didn't. I'm not sure.
Sorry about that. Well, we could go into recording now. I mentioned recording.
Yeah. So maybe tell us a little bit about the inflexible kind of recording troubles that a lot of companies face, and how you're helping to overcome those too.
Yeah, absolutely. So recording has become huge as well. And that's one of the core functionalities that if someone's doing their UC strategy to Teams is missing as well. So there's a lot of third-party add-ons that you can add on to Teams, but that's something proprietary to ICE and our contact center that we have out of the box. And you can go in and add your own concurrent recording ports. Recording is huge for quality management of calls. As I said, going back and leveraging those for training, even for authentication purposes where or legality purposes, where someone said this and another person saying this, and you can just go back and pull that recording. So that recording has become huge, I think, really in the avenue back again around speech analytics as well. It's hard unless you're taking so many notes during a call to recall everything that was said. So having that full recording so you can go back and dip into, and then furthermore, having that recording so you can push it into a transcript and do further analytics to it. That's once again, just the future of contact center, getting those analytics that you need, the details that you need to run a functional, thriving business today.
Yeah, and I think it's great when you kind of think about kind of just even simple like recordings and transcripts, having those to say go alongside a quality evaluation for an agent and things like that. That's it's something that kind of many could overlook, but the value add it has across kind of the contact center as a whole, I think is very significant. So I think that's a great challenge to help contact centers overcome. As is our next challenge, our fourth challenge of five, and that is application integration. Now, yeah, I don't know if you can maybe share your thoughts on this one and how contact centers leverage Microsoft Teams can overcome this challenge.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different systems out there that companies are now moving and adopting if they don't already have, which would be their ticketing system, their CRM, their CAD system. It's really an application where they unify all their customers calling in details, maybe about different products that they offer, knowledge base articles. It really becomes this hub of unified information that different departments within a company can go to. So call center agents are heavily using ticketing systems and CRMs to help with that customer experience. And since CRMs and ticketing systems are really becoming a single source of truth for contact centers and businesses, integrating that with the contact center has also become very big. So one thing that we do is we do integrations with pretty much any CRM as long as it has an open API or a web service that we can connect with. We do have pre-built connectors for Dynamics, Salesforce, ServiceNow, because those are really the big three that we see within the market, especially Dynamics, because we're so heavily in the Microsoft space. But integrating that with the contact center means that when a call comes in, we find a unique identifier. So in most cases, that's the phone number. It could be, if you're a bank, maybe their member number within there. And what we do is we take that unique identifier, do a data dip into the CRM, and then pop the profile of the person that's calling. So if you're calling me and you're angry, then it does the data dip and I see, oh, it's Charlie calling. And I know that Charlie has reached out to us three different times today. And before he got contacted to me, he was escalated to my manager. So I can take that customer journey, the history that I'm seeing right there in front of my face. And I don't have to start off the call by saying, hi, can I get your credit card number? And authenticate someone who's already angry. I can proactively say, hey, Charlie, I see that you already called three times a day. You were just talking to my manager. I already know that you're calling about X, Y, and Z. Let's see what we can do to resolve this. So it's more proactive than reactive and really helping with that customer experience. Because at the end of the day, there's so many products that are similar today. And what differentiates any business or institution is that customer experience that they have. So having the knowledge and supplying agents with the knowledge to provide that exceptional experience has really become big within the contact center space.
Yeah, it's actually very impressive actually to hear just how kind of widespread a contact center solution you can create through Teams. Just, I mean, how this field has kind of evolved in the past couple of years. It's quite remarkable just from having a SIP trying to route calls into to a Microsoft Teams environment to have a much more kind of holistic contact center sort of solution that businesses can leverage. And I think all this is kind of fascinating how you can bring in sort of different applications such as Zendesk and Dynamics and all these other CX applications. So it's really quite incredible how companies like Computer Talk are helping businesses in that regard. And it's also great how kind of ComputerTalk is helping businesses to kind of become the omni-channel, create the omni-channel contact center through Teams. I know in the past a lot of businesses have struggled to create an omni-channel Teams environment. How is ComputerTalk helping to kind of change that for businesses?
Yeah, another great question. So omni-channel has also become big in the contact center space because back in the day, people would, if they had a question or they were angry about something, they'd pick up their phone and dial in. Sometimes there was a negative connotation with contact centers because you're waiting on hold for way too long, and you don't know if when you get there, they're actually going to help resolve your issue. But buyers are changing, markets are changing, and millennials and Generation X, they're less likely to pick up their phone and talk to someone. They just like to stare at their phone all day long. So businesses are realizing as there's new members, new purchasers, they need to adapt to the way that they work. So different omni channels like web chat, so having a chat with us bubble in the bottom corner of a website and connecting that either to an FAQ bot to help with frequently asked questions and alleviate some of that volume that you might get in calls or live chats. And then also having the option to bring in a live chatter to support with any questions. I think we've all been there where if you've tested out a web chat, you're in this loop of I'm trying to ask a question and the bot has no clue what I'm saying. So also having that option to opt out and talk to a live chatter. So web chat has become a big avenue. Email integration has also become big. A lot of companies use email today, but they're just dabbling in the advantages of unifying that into your contact center. So what we do is we redirect emails. Typically, most businesses use a shared mailbox today that they just pluck from. But what we do is we redirect that to our ICE cloud, and we add the same advanced routing that we would a phone call. So we can do skills-based routing. You can have different queues for different departments, and then you get the same rich analytics that you would for a phone call. So looking at what subjects are coming in, and as more companies work towards a flexible workforce with not everyone in the same room handling those contact center communications. You have people working from home. So another avenue is if an agent or a customer service representative is working on different channels of communication, how do you track those if they're not all in the same room? So having everything unified into one application also helps as a business and from a supervisor standpoint, tracking how long they're spending on each one of those communication channels. And it can also help in the long run for, oh, we didn't realize that 70% of our communications are actually coming in on email now. Maybe we need to spend more time and money on that communication channel. So it goes back to having the knowledge that you need to make those strategic decisions. So voice channel is definitely still up there, but web chat is big, integrating emails. Even SMS texting has become big. So you're publishing a number that someone can text. We redirect that and push it into the contact center. And then even social media channels have become quite big. So if someone goes on your business Facebook page and they go on Facebook Messenger or do a post on your Facebook, a lot of companies are integrating the sales teams and the marketing teams into the contact center to manage that communication channel so that they're getting a response out to the person immediately and they're having a unified response, the same response on every communication channel. So Facebook Messenger is big, Twitter's big. Coming into this, I always, there's some businesses out there that are pretty funny on Twitter. They have quirky responses that they respond to immediately, and I've always wondered, how do they do that? Well, our system just monitors different keywords essentially in Twitter, and if someone mentions that keyword like a business name, then we'll redirect that to the contact center, and then the team that manages that can respond appropriately to that Twitter post or the DM in Twitter that came to them. So there's just so many avenues of communication. And it all comes back to that customer experience. You want to provide the best customer experience, a unified customer experience, and then have those analytics behind it to see how you can do better.
Yeah, I think that, again, that's fascinating. I think a lot of people watching this will be quite surprised by just how, comprehensive a Microsoft Teams contact center solution can be, not in terms of only just providing those channels, but also the reporting of the channel shift capabilities between those. So I think that's really helpful. And I'm sure also a lot of the viewers watching this who are considering the option of kind of building a contact center on Microsoft Teams will now maybe consider kind of what steps can I take to become a partner of a company like ComputerTalks and overcome these obstacles kind of myself. Could you maybe kind of give us a little bit of insight into what steps they can take?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of purchasing for contact centers has become through partners today, because the pandemic just blew up roadmaps for companies to say, okay, there's a lot that we need to do as a business to ensure if something like this happens, again, we're prepared. So they're going to trusted advisors, and those trusted advisors are Microsoft SIs out there, relationships with telcos that they have, people that have a whole catalog of expertise and products that can support with the full journey of road mapping to that destination where they're at an efficient point where they can manage everyone from any location and have all the analytics and tools and bells and whistles that they need. And contact center is just one of those. So we've been finding that the partner ecosystem has been big in their catalog, especially in the Microsoft Modern Workplace. So a business will come to them and say, hey, we want to get off of our legacy systems and we want to move to Teams today. And a part of that journey, sometimes the question comes up, what do we do with our contact center? And because Teams, as we mentioned throughout this whole call here, is lacking some of those core capabilities. So that's where a partner will go back and look at their catalog and say, oh, I actually have a product for this. And ICE. So that's where we sit on top of the telephony system, the UC system, and add those core capabilities that are missing. So we've really shifted our focus to a lot more partner management over the last 5 years. And we've realized how important our relationships are in selling through partners. So you can go to our contact us page on our website. It gives a lot more details on our different partner programs that we do have. We have both a referral program and a reseller program. The reseller is definitely my favorite because we become an extension, really, of the partner's sales teams and account teams. And we offer preferred partner rates, and all pricing is presented under their brand directly to the customers. So it allows them to have full control over their margins. And then we jump in and do account planning and support with net new opportunities. I actually find myself a little envious of our partners because they get to take a little bit more of a laid back approach, leaving the majority of the selling to us. So if you are looking for a contact center partner out there, definitely reach out to us today. Our website's a great avenue for that.
Absolutely. And I'll make sure I leave a link to the ComputerTalk website in the description box too. But it's been really great to speak to you today, Mackenzie. I learned a lot, and it's, again, I found it incredible just how quickly kind of the Microsoft Teams contact center kind of is evolving. So thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem at all. Thanks, Charlie, for having me, and have a great day.
Absolutely. You too. And also have a great day to all our viewers watching. And thanks for watching too. Bye for now.